Robbie Griffiths has got them everywhere.
If you want to be really safe, have a multi-place place mysterious art in the Tempest Charm, you'll probably get a bit of ease.
Now, there's been an incident. Robbie Griffiths has tipped a scratching. He knew he was going to scratch the bloody thing, and he still tipped it.
Tracks, tips, trainers.
He's going to put race 2, number 14 at Bendigo in as part of the place multi.
Lady Court from Zoo Nile and Tempest Charm.
In the race 5, number 11, the place.
D-Long Star hit the lead, though. Five Bulls has charged. It'll get up.
The Breakfast Club's got the early mail.
Certainly do. We're at beautiful Kyneton today. Great day for racing. We are specialists on a Monday there, and I'm looking forward to finding out if we can improve our record. Whitey, as we get on the home straight for the season.
Gee, wouldn't it be good at Kyneton today? Beautiful weather. Phil Beaton is the track manager there. Phil, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Going well. The track, I'm sure, is spectacular today.
It's better than... The weather's a bit better than last time.
Yes, correct. Correct. What have we got? All the numbers for us today.
Racing on a good four.
Good four, yep. Penetrometer?
6.46.
The rail?
True.
True? Well, perfect.
First time since May.
First time since May? All right. Yeah. Excellent. So you're happy with how it's all going?
Yeah. It's, at the moment, it's pretty good,
Terrific, Phil. Thanks very much, mate. Have a good day today.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Good stuff, Phil Beaton there. Perfect track, sounds like. Good four, rail true. What more do you want?
There's nothing more to add, was there, really?
Don't need to say too much.
That's pretty straightforward. George Osborne's the king of Kyneton. He's going to be joining us, hopefully, when he gets there. But pretty disappointed in George today. He's got 8 race card today at Kyneton.
Yeah.
He hasn't got a runner in race 5. It's pretty disappointing.
Yeah, the benchmark 58, he could have found one.
Let's find out if he could have. George, good morning.
Yeah, morning. How are you, guys?
We are going well. Couldn't find one for race 5 today, George?
I needed to have a bit of a kip in between. Yeah, a bit of lunch. Yeah, fit in good. So, that was the reason there.
Right, pretty disappointing, but it's okay. You got 7 of 8. You're doing okay. And we won't go through all of them. I don't think we're probably going to run out of time. But I'm keen to find out more about Uptown Lucy, this debutante in race 1. Number 12 is favourite at the tab, $3.80. A Dane Rich filly. What's Uptown Lucy showing to get favouritism?
Look, it's the old jump-out scenario. I'm not a great believer in what I see at jump-outs. So if I'm a punter, I don't want to be looking at them because there's no pressure in jump-outs, but she's... in saying that, she's done everything right. She jumps, puts herself on the speed and has trialled terrifically well, but different kettle of fish turning up first day of the races with the pressure that she's going to have to soak up. So... Be a little bit wary. I've had 2 in the family, both full sisters, and they've both won a few races, but they've just taken a little bit of time to get their act in a gear, so.
All right, well, you've got a couple of first starters today. Race 2, number 4, is Kyokushin, who's first up today as well, for first start, and then race 3, number 10, also having its first career start, Extra Red. Have you got any love for them?
Yeah, I've got love for everything today. I'm not so much for today, but everything that I turn up with today will be winning races.
Righto.
Not all today, but Kyokushin, last 2 jump-outs have been terrific. He's shown a little bit at home, but every time I take him away, he's like a little naughty kid. He just doesn't want to play. But last couple of jump-outs have been terrific. He's got in amongst them and travelled up and gets a kind barrier and, gets a chance to run a really good race at his first start today.
All right. Well, what would be your best 1 or 2 today for the punters without going through all of them? Because there's thousands.
I really want to say my debut isn't the last for Sinead because she does a bit of work for me and she's cracking, turning over to ride a first winner. She's been very close and if Osti can't find one for her, then I'm going to have to. she's had a few runs and she's drawn a bit wide, but she had a ride on her a couple of weeks ago and ran 3rd, so she's knocking on the door. But look, I'd probably say race 2, Kyokushin each way will be my tip for the day.
All right, we'll do that. We wish you the best of luck on a great day racing on the home track. Go get them.
Thanks, guys.
George Osborne with us. Race 2, number 4, Kyokushin is his best. 750, 240. We'll take that. That's good stuff. And we'll talk more about it through the morning on RSN 927. A break, the news, and Bill Gibbons to join us after this.